Counting My Blessings, Part 2, by Maria Fontaine.
There was a time when our daughter Techi knew that I was about to embark on a long process of many trips to the dentist, and she sent me Isaiah 40:31, which reads, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." I have to admit that the idea of all those dental visits did make me feel like fainting. I felt weary with not much strength, so I was very encouraged by this verse. If you've ever seen an eagle take off into the air, it's a beautiful example of what this verse is picturing. Eagles are large, and seeing the sheer force behind those huge wings lifting them so gracefully and seemingly effortlessly is a magnificent sight. Then a few days later, when she was praying, the Lord pointed her to a song for me, "On Eagle's Wings" by Michael Piano. See "On Eagle's Wings" in the family library. Here are some of the lyrics. "Life with all its ups and downs is sometimes hard to take. There are obstacles you face that can cause your heart to break. But when an eagle soars into the lonely sky, the wind that blows against him is the force that lifts him high." Chorus. "So fly on eagle's wings, bravely face the wind, and let it lift you far above the mountains down below. Leave the past behind, sail upon the wind. Beyond the far horizon you will see a realm of untold vision that you've never known before, as you soar on eagle's wings. One day you will look back and find to your surprise that the times that were the hardest were the times you learned to fly." That was one of the wonderful thoughts that the Lord provided for me to meditate on. At one point, I began to experience extra spiritual energy, and I felt a surge of faith for things that I had previously been struggling to get through. I found that I was actually looking forward to changes and embracing them. When I asked the Lord why I felt this increased faith, He said, "There have been many who have come before me on your behalf, and I have answered their love-filled petitions. Their effectual and fervent prayers have availed much." The Lord further explained what your prayers helped bring about. You can be fortified with new power and rejuvenating strength. These will manifest themselves when you need them. So call upon me, and you will receive power for the hour according to the need of the hour. Over and over, the Lord has assured us that the prayers of His people can do mighty things. When you pray fervently for someone, as you have for me, the Lord never fails to answer. I can feel Him at work in me. So again, I want to thank you for each prayer that you've sent up to heaven for me that I am benefiting from now and will continue to benefit from. Most valuable gifts come with some responsibility, and if I'm going to have more strength and spiritual energy, that means that I will probably be needing it in the days ahead. There will be some effort involved. That doesn't mean I don't enjoy these things, but the Lord does not give them to me for the sole purpose of making me feel good. The Lord often has multiple purposes in what He does. He knows that the more we use our gifts to love Him and others, the more we will truly enjoy them. The Bible says that God gives good gifts to His children. We're each the recipients of wonderful things from His hand. These gifts are not only physical things that we can touch and hold. Often they are gifts of the Spirit. Sometimes they are gifts in disguise. I think He loves it when we thank Him for these disguised gifts just as much as we would for something that looks good or feels good. In His wisdom, He knows that in His time, we will see what wonderful things they lead to. Here is an example of one of these disguised gifts. Someone told me about how his car stalled right before leaving for a very important appointment that getting a new job rested on. He had prayed for safety, protection, and all the things he would need for the appointment. He couldn't see why the car wasn't starting after he had desperately prayed and asked others to pray. However, it wasn't long before he heard the news that there had been a very big accident and car pileup that had injured quite a few people on the highway that he would have had to take to his appointment. When he prayed about it, the Lord showed him that he hadn't needed to go to that appointment after all, because the Lord was closing the door on that opportunity. This is just one example of innumerable ways that we are given gifts that don't seem so good, but that can sometimes even save our life. Some of your gifts may seem like the harder kind to bear right now. However, if you'll trust him and persevere, you will eventually see that they are priceless. He has given them for your ultimate joy and your edification. They are very precious, and if you could understand the full and beautiful effect that they are destined to have in your life, you would see why the Lord wants you to thank him for them, and truly say, "My Jesus has done great things for me, for which I am so glad. He's filled my cup of blessings to overflowing, and I praise him and give him glory. His ways are not our ways. His ways are the best ways. They are the paths which will in the long run bring us the greatest joy and growth and the greatest closeness to him." Isn't it exciting when you don't know what gift the Lord is going to give you next? It's like he has given us a tremendous privilege to keep finding gifts from him in the great treasure hunt that Jesus has placed before us. Some of these gifts are from our personal experience, and others are from the experiences of others that they share with us. When I was thinking about God's gifts, and there are so many of them, one that the Lord particularly drew my attention to was the wonderful inspirational feeding on TFI websites. For example, often there are beautiful compilations of words from Jesus in prophecy. There's usually a Bible study from Peter. Often there's something by me, some articles and testimonies from our members, and usually articles or sermons from Spirit-filled pastors or teachers. All of these articles encompass so many spiritual truths and principles. We are truly blessed. I hope these little glimpses into my news and thoughts have been interesting and in some way an inspiration to you. I'll end with some words from an old hymn. "God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. When life's perils thick confound you, put his arms unfailing round you. God be with you till we meet again. God be with you till we meet again. Keep love's banner floating o'er you. Smite death's threatening wave before you. God be with you till we meet again."
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.